Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show. It is Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. Holy crap, we are halfway through the year. Just let that sink in for a little bit. In addition to the absolutely brutal heat outside, we're halfway through 2025. This is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You can listen to it on our brand new ESPN Houston app on 97.5, on 92.5, 97.9 HD2, or watch along on YouTube or Twitch, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. I personally think for this show, those are the best two ways to watch it, but you can watch it any way you want. And you can communicate with the show in any way you want at 713-780-3776 to call to text, as you heard from Voice Guy himself coming into this segment. The Houston Rockets continued a rather busy offseason, kicking off the league year with two signings in the last 24 hours. First, they signed Dorian Finney-Smith to a four-year, $53 million deal. This was an undrafted guy out of Florida back in the day who's played for the Dallas Mavericks, who's played for the Brooklyn Nets, who's played for the Los Angeles Lakers. Over the course of his career, he's shooting 41% from outside. On top of that, this is a player who's routinely defending some of the better players on the teams that he goes up against. He is, as the kids say, a 3-and-D specialist. Pretty reasonable contract. And think about it like this. Dylan Brooks is no longer a member of the Houston Rockets. He was part of the trade that sent Kevin Durant here to town. Would you rather have Dorian Finney-Smith or Dylan Brooks? Especially when you're paying Dorian Finney-Smith less significantly than Dylan Brooks. I'd rather have DFS. I will miss some of the fun that comes along with the Dylan Brooks show. That's for sure. But Dorian Finney-Smith is a better three-point shooter. And defensively, he's good. I like both of those things. And this Rockets team that has an incredible amount of depth right now, added the depth that it lost in moving on from Dylan Brooks as part of the Kevin Durant trade, where they also sent Jalen Green over the Phoenix. The Rockets also signed Clint Capella to a three-year, $21.5 million deal. Remember him? He was a part of that Rockets team where essentially he and James Harden just played alley-oop together. I always felt Capella could have perhaps gotten a little bit more versatile in his game. That never quite happened. But for what he did, which was be long, be pretty good defensively, and not be an absolute bleep show when caught on switches. And in terms of his offense, like, he's just underneath the hoop. He's ready to get some offensive rebounds. He's ready to put it back. He's a pretty solid player to good player for the Rockets. A little bit overpaid at the end. And, you know, obviously he moves on elsewhere. He signs a three-year, $21.5 million deal. Think about it like this. Who would you rather have as your third big guy? Behind Steven Adams, who gets hurt a lot. Jock Landale or Clint Capella? Probably taking Clint Capella. So the Rockets continue to make upgrades, and you'd obviously take Kevin Durant over Jalen Green, and everyone's loving this offseason. They should. I'm going to put a period at the end of this, though. I'm not sure they're done, but I'd like them to be. I'm good. I'm done. I think it's time to put my feet up. I don't need anything more. You got a 3-and-D guy. You got an extra center. You got Kevin Durant. Theoretically, you're going to be a little bit better of a shooting team come playoff time. I'm good. I'm willing to walk away. I don't know that the Rockets necessarily are. A lot of people were putting two and two together with Clint Capela signing. What? Three centers? What's going on here? Is this part of some sort of sign and trade that could potentially be in the works? But when you've taken a look at what the Milwaukee Bucks have just done today, where they actually waived Damian Lillard fresh off the Achilles injury, and they also, ballsy, signed Miles Turner away from the Indiana Pacers. These are the moves that you make if you're trying to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo in town. And I think that's really the only move that theoretically could happen that the Rockets would have thought about doing, a big kind of move as far as a next step for where this organization is. So I think they're going to stand pat going forward, and I hope they stand pat going forward. I think they upgraded enough. We will see if the young players develop, because that's now the big question. What are you going to get out of Amon Thompson this coming season? What are you going to get out of Alperen Şengün this coming season? I saw some person online acting like over a month Amon Thompson has already improved his jump shot and his handle. Calm the F down, okay? Some of you Rockets fans are embarrassing yourselves a little bit, especially with the Harden pining that you were doing. Thank God that's not happening. But it's about Thompson developing. It's about Alperen Şengün getting stronger, getting in better shape. It's about Reed Sheppard developing. That's it. The only move I probably want to see going forward is trading Cam Whitmore for something, because I do not think you have any place to play him at this moment in time, and I think he's just going to be a bad sport behind the scenes. So that's how I'm feeling. Sean Mapes, you are the basketball expert of the Paul Gallant Show.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
That's, well.
Well, you are. Well, I mean, I wouldn't debate that.
Or a title, I guess.
Yeah, the title. You got a title. Take the title.
I agree with you that they got better. They did get. To me, it's a lot like what D'Amico Ryans has done to the Texans defense, where it is, hey, guess what? We're going to get some defensive ends. And guess what? More defensive ends. And we're going to get even more defensive ends. That's kind of what the Rockets are doing with, because now they're going to have Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yep.
Jabari Smith.
Yep.
Tari Eason.
Yep.
Kevin Durant. Whew. Amin Thompson. That's your wing rotation. And Jayshon Tate, who probably won't play.
Right. I mean, nice backup to have for
Jayshon Tate is a guy who could play on a lot of teams, just won't play. Jeff Green's also on this team.
Yep.
It's a team that's all wings. Oops, all wings.
Nice.
The only question I have is just the creation outside of Kevin Durant, just who's going to create offense. But this is where having this mix of ready to win now guys and young players kind of happens, where maybe it is Amin Thompson takes a step. Maybe it is Reed Sheppard's ready to be the backup point guard.
Those two.
Maybe it's Şengün has another level in him. So I think that I understand the strategy that they've taken. I think they signed two pretty good deals. The fourth year on Dorian Finney-Smith, wouldn't say I'm crazy in love with that, but you know, it's free agency. You're going to have to do stuff like that. I think that you bring up a good point that they found their Dylan Brooks replacement in Dorian Finney-Smith, who I think in the wash, about the same. You know, I think it all kind of evens out again.
Less fun.
Other teams won't walk in ready to rip his head off.
Which might be good.
Yeah, is that a positive or negative? Who knows? Jock Landale out. More than likely, that's just kind of like paperwork at this point.
Pora Foster's out.
Yes, it's Pora Foster's out for my guy. Clint Capela back in at the same money. Actually, I think like $1 million less per year. And instead of Jalen Green, you have Kevin Durant now. So I think they definitely improved. They got a little bit cheaper along the edges. Obviously, yeah. Durant's going to be a lot of money. But I can't see how this isn't a win.
The next move is probably a Durant extension.
Durant extension and Whitmore trade.
Right.
That's next.
Whitmore's gone. I get it through your head.
They leak it every day that they're looking to trade him.
Right. And it makes sense. He might be good elsewhere, but it's not happening here.
Yeah.
Me and Adoka don't like each other.
To me, it's more of, it's not really a talent thing with Cam Whitmore. It's more of just like the acceptance of the role that he's going to have to play it. And listen, he's not the first 21-year-old to walk into the league being like, I am going to rip this thing to shred. I am a future all-star. And you get buried on a team that has a whole bunch of players that are better than you on it. So I think it's just an attitude thing. If you can just, like we're saying, that, you know, the Dylan Brooks replacement is Finney-Smith, the Landale replacements, Capella. If you could find a comparable replacement for Cam Whitmore in the rotation, maybe it is just like Jayshon Tate and Aaron Holiday are going to play a little bit more, take those minutes away. But if you could find like a six-man type, a little bit of Reed Shepard insurance of someone who, in case Reed isn't ready or at least not ready every night to run your offense when Van Vliet's off the court, maybe you get someone else like that. But they like Holiday, so maybe that's just Aaron Holiday. So I think that's the next move, and I'm interested in what they do there. But like you said, I think they're done with the big stuff. I think it's all these minor, you know, dotting I's, crossing T's.
I'm willing to walk away at this point. We'll see what the Durant deal is. He's eligible for $122 million over 2 years. Tim McMahon said it's probably going to be less, looking like $112 million.
And by the way, just given Rafael Stone's history signing these contracts, I also think it's going to be less because I don't know how this guy gets guys to say yes to the deal.
He deserves a lot of credit on this. I mean, he follows in the footsteps of Daryl Morey, who he was down the hall from, and I thought that he was unqualified when he first came in, but he does have a legal background, and I mean, whatever he is doing
just
in these deals,
to the woodshed on these contracts.
It's just like Daryl Morey with these deals that he would make, where you're like, wait a second, what?
Yeah,
he got James Harden for that.
To me, yes, Daryl Morey was better at trades.
Yes.
And Stone is no slouch of that.
No, this trade for Durant was good.
But I think to me, his like, oh my God, this guy might be the best GM in the league
contracts
at this specific thing, is getting deals done where it's like, we all knew that Fred VanVleet was going to take a little bit of a dip off his $40 million a year. We thought like 30s, like low 30s. He got him for 25 for 2 years.
Yeah.
Jabari Smith, 24 a year for 5 years.
Jalen Green's deal.
Jalen Green. Yeah. I mean, most teams get, you know, Green and Şengün, they're hits in the draft, relative hits in the draft. That equals automatic max extension on your first contract. He didn't do that. So, to me, it's another situation where you got to tip your hat.
Tip a hat.
Are you doing that right now?
I just tipped my hat.
Tip that cap to Rafael Stone because he's done a great job along with Ime Udoka.
We will see how this all works together. I saw Kelly Eco of The Athletic put together a video essay about how Durant will fit.
Okay.
Never heard of a video essay before. Little arrogant sounding, but hey, I'm going to watch that a little bit later.
That's more of a Ducci. Tom Verducci is a big video essay.
Kelly Eco, graduate of ESPN Houston, we are fans of Kelly Eco, but Kelly Eco is...
That's a big J move.
He's definitely going big J.
Video essay is a big J move.
Yeah.
That's Tom Rinaldi does the video essay.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He's following in those footsteps. Footsteps, I don't think he's ever gotten the comparison of Verducci and
he just
Rinaldi.
He just did. So how about that? 713-780-3776 to call and text it. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. How are you feeling about the Houston Rockets? Should they just walk away? Take your things and walk away. Should they walk away? Have they done enough this offseason? So we've got that. Also, I'm so excited about this guy coming back to town. You'll find out why on the other side. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Houston has also, they've done even more business than Atlanta overall. We know about the Kevin Durant trade, but tonight they go and get they get Clint Capella at the center. And then Dorian Finney-Smith, he was the most, I think, interesting free agent out there. The Lakers were not able to do a deal. They really were disciplined. They did not go higher than 2 years, I'm told, on a deal for Dorian Finney-Smith. He ends up getting 4 years, about $53 million, and that's an Atlanta team that last week Atlanta cleaned up, and then now Houston's done a lot of business.
Okay. So, Shams Charania is ESPN's new NBA insider. He's the one who took over for Adrian Wojnarowski. He was at Yahoo Sports before. Wojnarowski, all facts. Not a lot of pizzazz personality, right? Shams Charania, this man cannot do TV like me. This man is not an artist like I am. And I'm kind of pissed off that he has a platform like ESPN. Yeah, I said it. I'm better than Shams at TV. I am. First off, hot. Y'all saw that Sunday night, right? Second, can we know what we're talking about? You're the reporter guy. You're the reporter guy. I don't know. The facts, the information. At least Woj had that. We got this guy, Shams, who keeps on going on every single TV hit he possibly can say, yeah, big things are about to happen. Jams, it's been a week. It's been a week. Nothing's happened. Except for Damian Lillard getting cut today. Like, that's the biggest thing that's happened. Then you got other reporters saying, oh, yeah, everyone's kind of bummed out that nothing's happening. So stop promising me stuff, Shams, and let's actually, I don't know, be good at presenting things on the TV. I know, you're not me. You'll never be me. It's fine. Paul, he makes way more money than you. Shut up! You get what I'm saying here. End rant, okay? I saw that today. A bunch of people were posting this on Rockets X. And I get it. Everyone's happy about what the Rockets are doing. But I figured, seeing how much this was reposted, that he said something interesting about the Rockets here. No, he barely even knew who they signed up the top of his head. Brought up Capella first. By the way, I am very excited about Clint Capella signing with the Rockets. Very excited. I was not aware of his game. This is 100% Paul Gallant Show kind of stuff. Paul Gallant Show content. Adam Spillane posted this. I guess one of the in-stadium videos that gets played from time to time during the Clint Capella era was Clint Capella doing a cappella, which is hilarious. And he really leaned into it. He really went for it. Here he is singing Let It Go from Frozen.
Let it go. Let it go. I'm the one with no one in the sky. Let it go. Let it go. Let us see it cry. Here I stand. And here I stand.
This high pitch is just... it's heartwarming, actually, now. I like it. Man, Clint, killing my ears, man.
Hey, that's good singing. That's not karaoke culture, whatever Houston Rockets said that. That's not karaoke culture. Karaoke culture, we're accepting. If you get up on stage and you sing, you're brave, especially if you give it your all, and Clint Capella gave it his all right there. So I'm excited for him to be back. I want more of this, though. I want every single Clint Capella.
I mean, they have to run it back.
They better, Sean, and I want it hand-delivered to me every single time so I can play it on the air. Because I could sing like that. Just like I could be on TV better than Shams Charania, I could sing just as well as Clint Capella did right there. From the 713, someone texted in, no one wants to be you, Paul. Well, I bet Shams Charania would have if he had watched me on KHOU on Sunday night. We got more clips in the holster for that one. I basically predicted that Jeremy Pena had broken ribs. Who would have thought that he had broken ribs? By the way, literally everyone. But who would have thought?
Yeah, everyone saw what Espada and Dana Brown said after he got hit, and they're like, yep, they're telling the truth. Definitely definitely nothing to see here, and everyone knew it.
Right.
Yeah. And, yeah, well, we can get to the Astros later.
Yeah, we'll get to the Astros later. Look, they're hoping that Jeremy Pena misses 2 weeks. I hope I win the lottery. I hope that I'm going to be the NFL insider on ESPN. At least Schefter's good on TV. Schefter's good on TV. He really is.
Yeah, it is funny that, like, Schefter and Woj, I guess maybe it's just reps or something, but yeah, like, Schefter and Woj can just sit there and just basically read off their phone for 2 minutes straight.
Schefter adds a little zest. He puts a little sprinkling on top. Woj didn't need to. Shams, bro, you gotta figure this out, okay? You got to figure this out. I feel like the NBA, with Shams reporting on it as the number one guy, I feel like it's taken a back step this offseason. Well, Sean, the offseason is the biggest time for this league. You think I'm joking? I'm only partly joking here. This is a huge part of the season.
To me, it's more that no teams have cap space.
Yeah.
it's less about who tweets it out.
I think it's that. I think it's right that. From the 832, Paul, you were right where you should be in the TV world. It's okay. Oh, you just don't see talent. You just don't see talent. My mommy said I should be doing this all the time. So did my significant other / girlfriend. It's so weird to say girlfriend. And I'm 100%.
I think it's weirder saying significant other.
Yeah, it is weird, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why I'm doing that. She listens too, so she's going to give me crap for that.
I think it's weirder.
What else do we have going on in the NBA? We had a lot of moves that went down over the last 24 hours. Damian Lillard waived by the Bucks. Someone texted this in. Paul, we should vet minimum Damian Lillard for 2 years. Let him rehab to see if Reed can take the next step, and if not, have another creator ready to play in year two, or use to trade if Reed's okay. Lillard is a sunk cost and is going to be way too expensive. Like, do you really want to sign this guy to not play at all this year on a team that's got a huge-ass rotation? Do you want to take a flyer on him? No, the only teams that are going to take a flyer on Damian Lillard are teams that are going to spend a ton of money on Damian Lillard so that he's okay sitting in the wings waiting and waiting and waiting some more. That's the only way that it goes down. Damian Lillard is not going to sign with a veteran, with a team that's ready to win now. And no team that's ready to win now should sign him.
Yeah.
They really shouldn't. Like, he's not going to
play. He's going to be out for a year.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to be out for a year. It'll be like the Heat or something where they'll let him rehab. It's their best way to get this kind of talent. It's their best dart throw to do it is to give them, I don't know if they spent their mid-level exception, but give them their mid-level, let them rehab for a year, and then get them for one healthy year, and then see where you're at from there.
Yeah. And this does not line up. It does not line up with the Rockets' timeline. This is not your fantasy keeper league where you're drafting a guy who tore his ACL in August in the last round of the fantasy football draft, which I do every single year, by the way.
Yeah.
I always draft that one guy, see what happens.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson came back.
Yeah.
Won MVP.
You get two keepers, you draft the guy who tears his ACL at the back of your draft if you're in a keeper league. Guess what happens? You might do well the next year. You might do well. Also, it might not work, and then, boom, jettison it. You got other keeper opportunities there.
Yeah, my favorite thing with the Damian Lillard thing, waving, is that his remaining, I think it was like $110 million, gets stretched over the next 5 years. So it's, you know, just 110 divided by five. So that's going to be $22 million of dead money on the Bucks cap for 5 years.
5 years?
Oh, Jabari God. Smith just signed a 5-year deal worth $24 million a year. So yeah. They're basically paying Damian Lillard as much as Jabari Smith is getting paid not to play.
Wow. So don't do that.
This money also frees up them to sign Miles Turner. And if you want to do the math, they basically are paying Miles Turner like $50 million between the dead Damian Lillard money and the very much alive Turner money. But at the end of the day, if this is what it takes to keep Giannis even for one more year, if you're the Bucks, like, what else are you doing? You just got to kind of do this. It is unconventional. I don't know how much it'll work as far as being good over the next 5 years.
Yeah.
But it's better than having to trade Giannis next week, you know? That's kind of where they're at. It's
exactly.
Like, hey, if we can get Giannis to opening night, that's a win for us.
And you made Bucks Pacers a little more zesty. You know, in bringing in Miles Turner. So, Bucks fans, not only do you keep your best player, you got a reason to hate, and the hate is redirected back.
Got a middle finger on the team that knocked you out of the playoffs the last 2 years.
It's actually a nice little offseason victory. They just lost in game 7 of the NBA Finals with their best player, tore his Achilles there, and then you take one of their best players, like, oh my God.
The Pacers are going to be out their two of their three best players.
Oof.
From last year's finals.
Yeah, that's rough. From the 281 asking about with Damian Lillard, like that texter was asking for. Didn't we try that with John Wall? Yeah, they kind of did.
Yeah, basically. Victor
Oladipo, too, to an extent.
John Wall was healthy when we signed him.
Yeah.
or when they traded for him.
When they got Oladipo, he was hurt, right?
Or at least
he just was always hurt at that point.
He was coming off an injury.
Gotcha.
He was coming off an injury.
Some more comments here. Someone texted in, I watched Reed Shepherd highlights. Oh, my God. I didn't know he could flame a MF up like that.
Yeah. Check out his G League highlights. Scored like 48 in his first game.
By the way, you can check out a lot of guys' highlights, and they're going to look awesome. I think that the highlight watching online at this time of year, it's a little bit over the top.
Who was it? Someone got highlights. The one guy that the Lakers signed, Jake LaRavia. Someone put out, like,
look at this demon.
They're like, hey, I need some Jake LaRavia highlights. And it's like a 2-minute highlight package where you're like, this guy, I can tell he's not actually that good, but I'm like, you know, he's making all of his shots here. Looks like he can shoot in this highlight package where he doesn't miss any shots.
Right, exactly. Because it's selectively edited. from the 409. They did it with Steven Adams. That is right. They actually, the Rockets did bring in a guy who was hurt.
Yeah.
Worked out pretty well. They signed him to an extension. Maybe a little overpayment, but I like Steven Adams a lot. I'm cool with it. Eric Carmona commented on YouTube, optics matter. Going back to our last segment, in an ideal world, Cam Whitmore isn't pouting and Şengün doesn't put his hands up every possession crying for fouls. Yeah, that is, I agree with that last part. I'd like that to stop. Like, even if he doesn't get in the best shape of his life and he doesn't become stronger, I would like less of that. But I don't know. I don't know if he can help.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the Euro culture.
Yeah, exactly. I hate to...
Even though Americans also do it.
They do it. They probably do it more, honestly.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It used to be the xenophobic, broad brush painting was like, all these Euros, they flop and they're soft. Yeah. No, well, in soccer, yes.
Yeah.
But now... Yeah.
I mean, I saw someone... of course, it's the NFL offseason, so videos I've seen before get retweeted every 5 minutes. And it was the Josh Allen flopping highlight compilation of Josh Allen flopping. I'm like, I forgot that Allen also. Like, just everyone flops. Everyone's trying to sell a call.
Yeah, that's true. Look, I get it. It's just lame. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Sean Mapes is behind the glass. Up next, everything you missed over the weekend, not just in sports, but in our fair city, because we got some bad news. And Houston legend survived near death. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Green Street, because coming up Saturday, July 12th, there's a game day block party. Get rowdy before the rivalry. We're throwing down in downtown H-Town with a game day block party in honor of the Silver Boot Series. That's right. It's not just Houston versus everybody. It's Houston versus Texas. It's going to be a full throttle afternoon. There'll be a live DJ, a kick-ass band, a mechanical bull. Ooh, got to get the girlfriend out there. Bedazzler station, more special surprises, food, drinks, and good trouble. Ooh, who wrote this? I love it. Good trouble. What is good trouble? 713-780-3776. Free parking and a free shuttle to the game with your RSVP. It's presented by Green Street, Tom's Watch Bar, and House of Blues. The event's free, but make sure to RSVP so we know you're coming. It's Green Street downtown. That ought to be fun. Listen, that area, it's fun. Nice area to walk around, throw a few back. The sights, the scenes, and the DJs. Hopefully some air horns. Game day block party at Green Street. It's Saturday, July 12th from 2 to 6.
Did you catch everything this weekend in the world of sports and beyond? Neither did we.
I do not recall that, okay?
Doesn't ring a bell. Sorry, I have no recommendation of that.
No idea.
Absolutely not.
And now, in case you missed it.
That's right. In case you missed it. Everything you might have missed over the weekend. In sports, let's get started with this bummer. Houston will not get a WNBA team. Cleveland, Detroit, and Philly will by 2030. Houston did get a mention from WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert. Of all the teams that made bids that did not get a team, Austin, Miami, Denver, Charlotte, Nashville, Kansas City, St. Louis. Houston's the only one that was mentioned. Quote, there are a variety of cities that bid, and one of those I wanted to shout out because they have such a strong history in this league and their great ownership group is Houston. So the Houston Comets were just amazing, won the first four inaugural championships in the WNBA. So I would say that's the one, obviously, we have our eye on. Tillman has been a great supporter of the WNBA, and we'll stay tuned on that. I saw Jameel Hill doing a touchdown dance about this. Jameel Hill said this, quote, "It is just so incredibly meaningful that Detroit is getting its WNBA team back. This is not only continuing the momentum of Detroit's overall resurgence, but it will allow the Shock to take its rightful place and continue a proud tradition. The Shock is the most disrespected dynasty in WNBA history." Parentheses, yeah, I said it. End parentheses, period. This is absolutely huge. I didn't know there were disrespected dynasties in WNBA history. This is not meant to disparage the WNBA. I don't think people generally talk about WNBA dynasties. But if they do, it should start with the only one that matters, the Houston Comets, who won four in a row. Who's the last team to four-peat in any American sport? That's right, Jamil Hill. You can't think of one! Did you like how emphatically excited I was about that, Jamil Hill? You think you're passionate about the WNBA? I am. Selectively.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think anyone was disrespected in the WNBA until like 2 years ago.
Yes.
It was overall just a very positive, like the people, it was smaller coverage, but all the coverage was pretty positive. All the fans were pretty positive.
And now the coverage is toxic and basically a race war.
Yeah, but I would just say that I think the most disrespected franchise or dynasty would be the one that doesn't have a franchise anymore.
I think the person who might have disrespected it the most, no offense to the people.
The people who bought the Comets,
yeah, and then they were out of business in like 5 seconds.
That's also fair. WNBA commissioner, I appreciate the shout out, but that, I mean.
I need a team.
Yeah, like, okay, so we're the first four out?
Yeah.
We're the first one in the bubble?
The first
one out.
Didn't
make the play-in?
Wait a second. Yeah, exactly. Like, Cleveland? Ew. Philly? Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, Cleveland's the one where I'm like,
really?
They get a team.
And, you know.
I guess they're all NBA cities.
I guess.
That's why Austin would have been weird. Austin and Nashville would have been
weird. But it would have made sense because Austin is weird.
They're keeping it that way.
Yeah, well, they didn't keep it that
way. It's a shame they blew up the Frank Irwin Center.
In case you missed it, Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour came to Houston. Oh, my God. I was downtown Houston on Saturday, and I was wandering and moving around the Pride Parade and the people that were getting in cabs to go to the Cowboy Carter tour at NRG Stadium, and she survived. She nearly died. Did you see this? You hear about this? She was performing her song 16 Carriages in a suspended red car, but the vehicle started to tilt in the air. Her publicist confirmed the incident to CBS News on Sunday. This made CBS News. This is the most important thing that happened at an NRG Stadium concert featuring a huge band. Huh. Seems like those are going great, like the time I went to go see Journey and things caught fire. More about her precarious position, the Texas Hold'em singer. I don't like that she's now all of a sudden like country. I mean, her best music was, you know, Bootylicious. Back with TLC, right? I don't think you're ready for this, Jelly. Was sitting on top of a red convertible as it began to slant. Stop, 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 stop. She's heard calmly saying into the microphone while she remained suspended in the air. The music was stopped, the car lowered to the stage, and as she was on the ground, she told the crowd, quote, I want to thank y'all for loving me. If ever I fall, I know y'all will catch me, end quote.
That'd be crazy if she fell.
If you're in a red convertible, I do not want to catch you. If it's just you, I'd think about it. I'd think about it. I might sue you for the damages caused upon falling, but if I cause you to survive, I think you'd gladly pay it, right? But I'm not going to try to catch you while you're in a red convertible if that were to drop, because I would die.
Yeah, if she fell but the car stayed up.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, yeah.
By the way, lots of celebrities there.
It'd be so crazy.
Between that,
Journey, Astroworld, it's just people would just stop coming to Houston.
No, for sure. She was wearing a harness and holding onto a cable. I think she would have been okay, but...
Yeah, she probably would have just been dangling.
Yeah, dangling. That would have
been also funny. We somehow got the least entertaining version of it.
I'm glad Lady Gaga, now that going back to that Super Bowl with the...
She didn't die
when she jumped off the roof. Like, goodness gracious. By the way, lots of celebrities there. Lizzo! Did you know she's from Houston?
I actually didn't know.
I found that out. She wrote in a caption on Instagram... ghetto girl from H-Town taking thought pics in Hot Topic. Cowgirl Lizzo reporting for duty. Also there, Glorilla. Oh, yeah, I love Glorilla. You know, I love that the one thing that they do. Chloe Fineman from SNL, strong, powerful, independent woman. Normani, also a singer. Very familiar with his or her work. YouTuber and singer Brittany Broski.
Broski?
Yeah.
Broski?
Brittany Broski?
Who is this person?
Maybe it's Broski.
Also, you could say YouTuber and just say whatever name afterwards. I'll be like, sure, whatever.
Right. Tizo TD was there. He's a rapper.
That guy sucks.
Who has a hair made of nails.
That guy sucks.
He does. No, I really don't know.
No, I know you don't know. He sucks.
He sucks. Yeah. His hair is made of nails, though.
Yeah.
Bun B was there. Bun B's always there. And Love Island Season 6 winner Serena Page.
All right. Okay, she should not get a mention right after Bun B.
Listen, I'm just
Bun B shouldn't be fourth.
That's
on that.
The list. That's the order that they put it in the Chronicle.
Tizo touchdown for Bun B.
By the way, Blaze X Black. We're sticking to music because this is a big music show now.
Yeah,
Blaze.
Yeah. Blaze. The last 10 minutes of.
Shut up, Blaze Times Black released a Houston-centric album called "Quote Nah, I'm Saying." End quote. I think the Twitch will appreciate that. It's Rick Blaze and Bishop Black. It featured the Chopped and Screwed song, Timmy Chan. Hey, have you ever eaten that, Timmy Chan? I've driven by it. I understood the reference. They said in the album release, we wanted to make a point to say, hey, we're from Houston, but we get down this way. We put references so you know we're from the city, but we don't sound like a typical Houston artist. What an insufferable thing to say. Like, hey, we're Houston, but we're not that Houston. We sound like
we're not
Houston,
like all these other Houston
but not guys. Like these Houston yeah. people, right?
All this,
yeah.
All this other BS you're listening to.
RIP to paper tags. Today is the day that car dealers are going to stop printing and handing out temporary paper plates in Texas. So you're on watch, paper tag people.
So now what are they going to do?
Good question.
Okay.
Probably still speed and drive 70
oh,
miles
yeah,
per hour.
Oh, yeah, no, I
time.
Just mean like... Next time I buy a car, am I not going to have plates? I don't know.
I guess
I don't want to. I don't want to click on this link and find out very easily.
I did click on the link, so they will have plates available. Which, by the way, they should have already. It's not that hard.
Yeah,
really not that hard. Every other state does that. To me, it was wild, but that's how things go down here.
That is crazy.
Also, like, and that you don't get pulled over for having expired. It's like you don't. I was driving a car when I got it from California. And I had some issues with the dealership in California, my Volkswagen Taos. And I was driving without, like, a license plate for a month. Never got pulled over once. Now, luckily, I was going 5 miles, like, or 5 minutes to work. But, like, I was like, how is no one pulling me over? Because then eventually I got the paper plates. And then I had the paper plates for a while. Four-month process to get a license.
It's so stupid.
Very dumb. Jeff Bezos got married. CEO entrepreneur, born in 1964. Jeffrey Bezos. And guess what? We're doing another celebrity watch list.
Oh, love this.
Here are the celebrities that were...
Blaze X Bailey or whatever that guy's name was?
Yeah, Blaze X Bailey.
There's two people.
They released an album. They weren't even at the concert. I'm just telling people what's going on in music. Jeffrey Bezos got married. Here are the celebrities that were in attendance. Seems like they don't have a lot of friends, huh? Orlando Bloom with not Katy Perry. They're divorced.
He should have brought the guy from... He should have brought Gimli from Lord of the Rings.
I think he should have brought God Wills It Guy from Kingdom of Heaven instead. Kylie Jenner was there with her daughter. Kendall Jenner was there.
Okay. No Chalamet?
No.
Guess he's busy.
No Chalamet with Kylie. Right. Leonardo DiCaprio was there.
Sick.
That's actually pretty big. Usher was there.
Okay.
Bill Gates was there.
I understand why, but I'm not that impressed.
Me neither. It's like,
oh, Bill Gates!
Yeah, it's like, nerd. Jerry and Jessica Seinfeld were there.
Okay.
Oprah, Gail King, also there. Okay. Gail King, too. Like, Gail King.
This really is just like, who could we say, who could, the famous people that would say yes.
Yeah, because Gail King clearly says, Gail King's on her space flight, now she's here.
Get a day off of work.
Katy Perry's probably so mad she didn't get to hang out with Gail King again.
Yeah.
Gail King was brown-nosing her so hard after her singing What's a Wonderful World in space. Kris Jenner there, so all the Jenners there. But this is the most important thing that happened. Tom Brady was there, and he was seen chatting up Sydney Sweeney. Is my goat the goat or what? My Tom is an awesome Tom. He talks to Sydney Sweeney at Jeffrey Bezos' wedding. My Tom is an awesome Tom. God wills it! Can you imagine what a power couple they would be? The children they would have.
The discourse would be great.
Oh, my God.
Because there's, what, like 20-year difference?
Shut up. Doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
How dare you?
A literally retired man.
If Tom marries Sydney Sweeney, that is another Super Bowl ring.
I would agree with that.
I'll give him that.
I think it's more impressive than the Eagles one. Yeah.
Put that in your pipe, Patrick Mahomes, and smoke it. I get it. Like, hey, listen, your wife, strong, powerful, independent woman, and may have upgraded.
More strong, more powerful.
I don't think she's good looking, but Come on. Yeah. Tom Brady, go.
Yeah. You just have to wait 10 years until your next wife gets born.
Hey, hey, hey.
Then you get on Tom Brady's level.
What else do we have here? Malik Beasley's under investigation for gambling.
Not good. Just mostly because he was going to be a free agent and probably get paid like $30 million. Now, I imagine $0 million as this gets sorted out.
I would think so.
That's bad.
Not good. I did a double take when I saw this headline. Abreu hits grand slam and inside the park homer in Sox win. I was like, wait a second. Is Jose Abreu back with the White Sox? Did he get inside the park home run?
Oh, is it the Red Sox?
It's Willier Abreu who got a grand slam and inside the park home run.
Traded for Christian Vasquez by the Houston Astros.
I forgot about that.
Not great.
And I watched the Poop Cruise documentary.
So did I.
Not very good. Like, I get it. It was bad. But it took like 30 minutes to get to the bad stuff.
There's no like extra level past that. It was
right.
Like, yeah, they had to pee in the shower and poop in bags. Also, I thought one of the guys was being way too much of a sissy about, I am not pooping in this bag. Open up the bag, squat down. Like, what are we talking about?
If you watch the documentary, you're right. That guy, soft. The father who went with his 12-year-old child, who's like weeping while talking about it. Like, relax, dude. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And, the coolest guy of it was the lawyer who comes in at the end, and he's like salivating, like thinking about.
Once it was like Houston area lawyer, I was like, I'm in. I'm in on this guy.
He's like big fish tank in the background.
He specializes in basically suing cruises.
Yes. And apparently the fine print on the ticket meant that they're not responsible for having a safe boat. A seaworthy boat. I will never go on a cruise. After seeing that tidbit, I will never go on a cruise.
No.
I'm a Yacht Week guy.
Yeah.
More into the Yacht Week than that. Okay. So there you go. Also, Jamie Lamb, who I used to have on my TV show, was interviewed. And apparently she would have had an interview with Michael Jordan for GQ, if not for the Poop Cruise. That sucks.
Oh, because she was stuck on a boat. Yeah.
Yeah. That would suck.
Because it was supposed to be a 3-day trip turned into a week.
That would suck to find out. Yes.
Yeah.
Jamie and I had a blow up on Exa a couple of years ago.
Oh.
I was being sarcastic, and then she didn't get it. And then she blocked me. That was it. Oh, well. I also was an a-hole, so it happens. But anyway, that's going to wrap up in case you missed it. Everything you might have missed over the weekend in the world of sports and beyond. Let's just roll right through. We're keeping tabs on what's going down in the NBA. And, you know, Damian Lillard got waived by the Bucks. The Rockets signed a couple of players yesterday. They signed Dorian Finney-Smith, who's a 41% three-point shooter, and Clint Capella, who obviously used to play for the Rockets. But there's been some other interesting tidbits. Michael Porter Jr. traded to the Nets, but Jokic has all the power now in Denver. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got a Supermax extension, 4 years for $285 million through the 2030-2031 season. Good God, these Supermaxes are getting so expensive.
$70 million.
Holy crap. I mean, earned based off of what he did this year.
If anyone's worth it, that guy is. It's just crazy that it is proportional. Like, it is the 35% max, but that's wild.
The Blazers bought out DeAndre Ayton. Not surprising at all. That guy's the softest of the soft.
Yeah, and Lakers update. He's the one that the Lakers fans are like, please save us from starting Jackson Hayes, which I understand. That's not good. But Ayton, the Laker fans, if they sign him, will hate him by the playoffs. Quick. Like, just guarantee it.
LeBron might force the trade if they sign DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, LeBron's just like, send me anywhere. I don't care anymore.
And I wouldn't blame him. If LeBron like asks out right after they sign DeAndre Ayton, I wouldn't mind. They also, apparently the Lakers, are not consulting LeBron James on any of the moves that they're making.
I'm good with that.
I am too. I'm kind of tired of
players getting determined. They should 100% be a Luka team now.
Ooh.
They should.
What does Luka want?
Luka's 26.
What do you think Luka wants?
That beer? Foster that we poured out for Jock Landale?
Hey, is that the wounded soldier still around?
Yeah. No man left behind, am I right?
You know what? I respect a man who doesn't leave a wounded soldier behind. I don't care about germs. I'll do it from time to time, too. There's one, now, only if I'm amongst friends. If it's at the bar, I won't do that.
God, no, please.
But, gotta say.
What do you have to say?
So, Friday nights at this place called Down the Street, which I used to dump on, call it Down the Sleep. But then it became my favorite place to go. I just was like begrudgingly admitting that. On Friday, I had a beer and I was done with the beer. I wasn't finishing it. I swear to God, this bar, which now is letting in very young looking kids, and the ID at the door.
They might just be 21.
They might be 21, but the beer was on my table. It had been left for a little bit. And since there was a long line, this guy, and I watched it, and my girlfriend saw it too. This guy just walked up and took the beer and moved on. I just observed it, and I was like, at some point, this is going to come back to me. So that guy appreciates a wounded soldier. And you know what? I don't blame him. That is adapting to the environment that you're in. It was a very long, long line to get to the front of the bar. And not all of us are as skilled as me when it comes to sneaking through and getting up to the bartender and catching their attention with my beautiful green eyes. It's not as easy for everybody out there. So this guy, he took the wounded soldier that was nearby me that I was done. And I was like, that's a veteran. They're sober children in Utah. Okay. Do not waste the alcohol. Some of them are getting kicked off the football team for having premarital sex. Yeah. Like you gotta remember that not everyone has it as good as us. Yeah. And one last tidbit. So I saw this from the New York Knicks, and I thought to myself, okay, they're janking our chain here. They're screwing with us. The New York Knicks brought in Dawn Staley from South Carolina for an interview. Women's basketball coach Dawn Staley, also a woman. This is not me necessarily saying that she could never be the coach of the Knicks. All I am saying is the Knicks can't do this. The Knicks can't fire Tom Thibodeau and hire Dawn Staley if for no other reason than this. There was literally a Whoopi Goldberg movie about a woman who gets hired to coach the New York Knicks. You can't do this. This is cartoon clown show stuff, James Dolan. Can James Dolan, I'm actually speaking up on behalf of Knicks fans here. Can James Dolan get back to the Sphere? The Sphere is great. But now he's done the Sphere, and we're interviewing, after firing Tom Thibodeau, the head coach of South Carolina women's basketball. And apparently the interview went well. I hope Dawn Staley gets a raise out of this, and I hope that's all this is about. Dawn Staley, like, fighting to get a little extra money. Because if the Knicks are serious about this, what a joke. What a joke. That's saying something from that organization with an owner who has a song that he wrote about how he should have stopped Harvey Weinstein from being so rapey. True story. Look it up. I should have known. Sean Mapes is behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Also live on the ESPN Houston app. Coming up next, I feel like I have to grab some Houston Rockets fans by the shirt and shake them, because some people are getting a little bit crazy and carried away this offseason. I'll tell you why on the other side. First, though, let me tell you about my friends at Top Dog Fireworks. Baby, you're a firework. Orlando Bloom left me. But guess what? Top Dog Fireworks, they're not leaving you anytime soon. Now open with 14 locations in the greater Houston area. Shop early for the best selection at the best prices, like their wall of buy one, get one free products. There's over 100 BOGOs to choose from while supplies last in all of their locations. They've also got daily in-store promotions with great selections at great prices. If you spend $250, you'll receive a reward while supplies last. To find your Top Dog Fireworks location, visit their website, topdogfireworks.com. A portion of every sale goes towards supporting local youth organizations. And by the way, if you enter the Top Dog Fireworks holiday giveaway contest at each location, you got to do it in person, each store location has a winner of a fireworks assortment valued at over $450, and everyone who enters will have an opportunity to win the grand prize, the Top Dog Beast assortment valued at $1,100. To enter, visit a Top Dog Fireworks location or visit their website at topdogfireworks.com. Again, topdogfireworks.com to complete the entry form.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.